This is a dictation of TrueDynet app, TrueDynet, date of service 7/1/2025, date of birth is 10/14/1969, date of accident 5/31/2024. The patient TrueDynet Epps was involved in an automobile accident as a restaurant driver where she was rear-ended, and this impact caused her all the symptoms. The patient later on had MRIs that were ordered by Dr. Radon and by Dr. Shukr. That showed issues of cartilage loss at the median eminence of patella, and with the lateral tilt subluxation, patellar friction syndrome of the left knee, then MRI of the right hip did not show any acute pathology. The MRI of the lumbar spine shows disc herniation at L4, L5 with annular tear facet hypertrophy and L5, S1 with the resulting bilateral neuroforamen narrowing. In L3, 4, there is no disc herniation, but there is a facet hypertrophy. In the cervical spine, patient is found to have a disc herniation at C4-5, C5-6, and C6-7. Currently, the patient continues to have the pains that are reported earlier, which is in the neck, the mid-back. Neck pain is around 9, mid-back and lower back pain is 7, the knee pain is 7. Now the patient has come back for follow-up visit today. She does not describe any radiculopathy or radiation of pain to the legs. However, there is some radiation of pain to the upper arms from the neck bilaterally, which is being reported and related to the cervical disc herniation, as seen in the MRI. She does have a headache, which are reported to be 7. And she can sleep 3 to 4 hours. She can walk one block maximum without pain. ADLs are affected to the tune of 7. Pain is around 7 all over. But her walking is affected. She cannot climb the stairs. 50% relief is reported by the patient. Please review the records for the ADLs for system review. Additional issues, as well as the substance abuse and compliance plan. In physical examination, please mention blood pressure of 113 over 88, pulse 88, pulse ox is 100. Rest of the exam remains the same from previous visit, as dated 5/27/2025, dictation number 0528-026. Plan. Diagnosis will remain the same. The plan is to hold the physical therapy for patient. She's not able to make it. She's got a lot of family issues. She's released to a light duty job, 7 hours, 6 days, 5 pounds. Patient is provided with a medications, Mobic 7.5 milligram twice a day for anti-inflammatory effect, Protonix 20 milligram twice a day for stomach protection, Ultram 50 milligram twice a day for pain relief, Zoloft 50 milligram twice a day for anxiety, Lyrica 50 milligram twice a day for radiculopathy and headaches, Lunesta 1 milligram at night for sleep, Medigesic is provided for headache relief. Her maps were reviewed, labs have been ordered and reviewed. The patient is otherwise in compliance. Thank you.